With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
This was like a reunion. Ron Rivera's there. Curtis Samuel has been a big bust for free agent, but you got the Curtis Samuel vibes. You got the Cam Newton vibes. You got all this going on, this gazpacho of reunion.
Speaking of cousins, they call us kissing cousins.
Nice. But it didn't matter because Taylor Heinicke said, enough, enough. I want the credit. I want the props. 16 of 22, 206 yards, three touchdowns, one of them to scary Terry McLaurin. Five catches, a buck, 3 yards on or through the air, excuse me, for McLaurin, who had an incredible catch in this game. Maybe I would offer it up as the yeet of the week, but I don't want to upset anybody who's a loyalist to Michael Kist. Pete Sweeney, does this tell us more about Washington, about Carolina, about Cam, about Ron? I mean, what your emotions, where are they here?
Yeah, it's a shame because I don't think Washington has a chance of making the postseason, even after this great performance by Heinicke. I just don't think that it's in the cards for them this year. And Carolina, I think, has more going for them right now. And Cam Newton is just the best story in football right now. And you want to see him get.
It was so much fun. It was awesome.
You want to get, you know, there was a 24-yard touchdown and he went to, I believe it was the center, and the center of the field, and he did the Superman celebration, and the good vibes are rolling in. And I you know, with that in mind, and Carolina isn't done here. Cam Newton's the starter, by the way. I mean, that's no question anymore. It's just the best option for them. It was a great move to bring him back, and they can will themselves to the playoffs. So it's just more disappointing to me than anything. I'm happy for Washington fans, but you know, you got to be honest with yourself. I don't think Heinicke is driving this team over the next, 7 games to the postseason, whereas Carolina takes a hit there now in what has become a very competitive NFC, you know, in the wild card spots.
I saw on the Washington football team subreddit, they were talking playoffs. You know how it goes. You get on a 2-game winning streak. Somebody put a screenshot of their remaining schedule, and one of the comments said, all of these are winnable games. So, wow. You know, you win in the NFL and all the roses smell a lot prettier.
It is such a league. And I mean, it's been a long time since we just weren't riding high in Kansas City. It is such a up and down.
Oh, it's a ride, man.
You can, for a period during the year, you could really think we got to get rid of the defensive coordinator and the GM, right? And yeah, let's maybe think about drafting a new quarterback, even though we have Patrick Mahomes. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh baby, we're back, we're the best team in the AFC. and look, it happens in every fan base. And yeah, they've now come out of the bye week and knocked off the Buccaneers, which gives you a ton of confidence, and they go and do it against the Panthers. You got to be looking at the Seahawks if you're the Washington team right here and saying, we can beat this team. The Seahawks are reeling. You just got to take advantage of that at home. And then it's the Raiders, the boys, the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Eagles, and the Giants.
Five straight NFC East games to finish the schedule.
Yeah. So, I guess that's what the Washington Reddit fans are believing. It's that, look, we have all of these division games left. If we just take care of our own business, maybe it'll meet us there.
I will say, and I'm not like chastising, but if you're willing to say the Panthers are a potential playoff team at 5-6 and Washington's only 4-6, and now they have that tiebreaker over Carolina, if it comes to that. I mean,
just believe in Cam and the Carolina defense. I
agree with you fundamentally, but they were not enough. Right. They were not enough in this game. I mean, and if they can't be enough against Washington yet, okay, they'll beat Miami this week because everybody does. And then they'll go on bye. And then for Carolina, Atlanta, okay, so they'll get above 500. They'll be 7-6, and we'll have all this playoff talk. They'll go to Buffalo. Who knows what that looks like? Then they get Tampa at New Orleans and at Tampa to finish the season. I just, you know, I could see, you know, Washington still gets to play Seattle, who's awful. They get to play the Giants. That's two more wins right there. I mean, you just never know.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.